I got a dream of winning a Super Bowl. I got a dream of being in a Pro Bowl. I'm really not into dreams anymore, okay? I'm into nightmares.
Narrators!
Caught! Touchdown!
You're listening to the Autumn Windbags, an audio attack from the Silver and Black. Here are your windbags, RJ Clifford and Juan Soto.
Yeah, it is another episode of the Autumn Windbags. RJ Clifford, Juan Soto. Let's have some fun today because we definitely didn't have fun during the game. Sunday night football, AFC West up for grabs. Broncos got their dicks kicked in today. Chargers got their dicks kicked in today. All four teams in the AFC West with five wins. Sunday night football. Prime time, Chiefs floundering, opportunity for the Raiders to grab the AFC West lead.
And by the dick,
we get our absolute asses pounded. Chiefs 41, Raiders 14 at home. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, all the problems they've had all season long evaporated when they entered Las Vegas. Absolutely trounced the Raiders.
I came to a realization today during the game. And I know you always shit on me for saying this, but bad teams find ways to lose games. I think you always quote me as bad teams lose games. Yeah, okay. No, it's not always as apparent as playing poorly in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the first half, we had the ball with a minute and 47 seconds. And we were only down by 10. Mm-hmm. And good teams, good coaches, you know, good quarterbacks, good organizations, they get points in that situation.
Uh-huh.
We went three and out and ran off about 32 seconds. Now, luckily, the Chiefs missed the field goal, but them not getting points isn't going to make it any better that we didn't get any points. That would have been, you know, and we scored a touchdown coming back from halftime. That's the 10 points. That's a tie game. And these little things, you got to make the plays when they're there, especially against a team like the Chiefs, who seemingly just decided to get it together against us. They were dinking and dunking and making their players plays.
Not getting it together. They just finally decided, all right, we're not going to let our ego get the best of us.
We're not going to play reckless. You know, we're going to play within our offense. We're going to let our playmakers make plays. We're going to do basically what the Raiders didn't do.
And I'm not going to let the Chiefs completely off the hook because Mahomes had at least two easy interceptions dropped by the Raiders.
And that's where I was getting at.
Casey Hayward had one. Trevon Moehrig had one. I think there was another one as well. So it wasn't – that's the other thing, right? Like the last – not this season, but the last few seasons, Patrick Mahomes, like there's been multiple like, oh, he's playing lights out and he's throwing crazy and like some people call it reckless, but not for him because he's being so effective and there's all these interceptions that he dropped. This was like the microcosm game that made Patrick Mahomes look good the past three seasons, but not this season.
That's if you want to take something away as a positive, there were this game came down to about maybe a handful of plays. The three plays defensively were the drops of Hayward, the drop of Moehrig, and the abysmal play on that deep ball touchdown by Abrams. He was in position to intercept the ball, and he just
He bit on Mahomes scrambling, had the athletic ability to recover and get back into position, into perfect position. So like the running back, the backup running back was running just like a go route, essentially out of the backfield. Abrams was covering him. Mahomes scrambles right. Abrams breaks coverage like he does, runs to Mahomes, runs back into position and got into position. That's how good of an athlete he is. And then loses a jump ball, not to a tight end, not to a number one receiver, to a backup running back.
Yeah. Look, let's just be honest here, okay? And I know a lot of people say I'm being negative and things like that, but What I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to shed light on things that I see and why I'm concerned about them. I said it last week. The first game of the season is kind of funky because, you know, they're saying playing a lot of new things. We're doing a lot of new things. We were very fortunate to win in overtime against the Ravens. Mm-hmm. We played a very mediocre Miami team and took us overtime to beat them, and we were also fortunate to win that game. We a great game against the Steelers. I mean, they were a little depleted defensively, but still, we went out there, we went on the road, and we won the game. Then we had a couple of setbacks in a row. We won a couple of games in a row. Okay, who's the real team? Who were the real Raiders? Mm-hmm. And as seasons go on, you see it with the Chiefs now. You see it with the Patriots. You see it with these teams, the Steelers, even though like they didn't want to win this game this week against the Lions. But you see these good teams that maybe start off a little shaky, but ride it out in the middle. And then they play
the
best.
The Steelers were in a competition of who could Lions the hardest.
Yeah, right. I think it was them. No, I think they Lions. They had the field goal ready to go, and the fucking dude fumbles the ball. All I had to do was just get on the ground. Anyway, but what my point is, teams use the first part of the season to kind of correct these things, and I'm not just talking about players. I'm talking about coaching too. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle, they kind of work it out, and they peak towards the end of the season. And it seems like we do the reverse. And it seems like we're doing it again this year because of how we're losing these games. I don't feel we have good players. Don't get me wrong. We have good players on our defense. I don't see that we have any playmakers on our defense.
It's not a defense built for playmaking, right? Like
Before we go any further, there's Joey Bosa, there's Derwin James. So there is room to have playmakers in this type of scheme, right? Regardless of who you have on the offensive line, you're still going to be able to get pressure. No pressure by Max Crosby. I mean, he was being held a lot, but no pressure by Max Crosby. He was not a factor in this game. Ngakoue was a little early, but not really a factor in this game either. Our secondary played like dog shit, dropped three or not drop, but could have had three easy interceptions.
Those are drops. And they were wide receivers and they were supposed to be thrown to, that'd be considered a drop.
I mean, would you consider the Abrams one a drop? Because he never really got his hands on it. I mean, is it really a drop? He just didn't play it correctly.
No. That's not the drop. Not that last one where he like got out of position, ran back into position, dropped. That was just bad coverage. That was what was his other one? There again, it was standard issue Patrick Mahomes the last few seasons where everything goes his way, right? Right.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
The tips, right? That what should have been intercepted.
And that's what I'm saying is the teams that win games in this league, they make those plays because those plays they don't. You can't necessarily say, oh, that was only one touchdown because of what was happening in the game at that time. Mm-hmm. And that's why, I mean, Dutch Master, I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm not saying that you're right, but I'm not going to say that you're wrong either. So the first half, end of the first half was huge because not only because we didn't get points, but because we scored a touchdown coming in out of halftime. That's a tie score now.
It was 7-10.
Right? No, it was 17-7 at half. So if we had those 3 points and then we scored a touchdown coming out of halftime, that's 17-17. Mm-hmm. We have to find a way to get points, man. This is the situational football that Bill Belichick teams specifically are excellent at. They are excellent at situational football, and we went 3 and out and it took off 30 seconds from the clock. It sucks, man. It sucks to. I was pushing back these feelings, like, man, I'm noticing things because I have to watch a lot of tape to kind of put together my game plans for the season and like you know my good, the bad, the ugly. I don't just look at stats; I actually look at game film, and I'm seeing a lot of things that we're very fortunate. One of the things that you talked about, like the fumbling thing, we're not getting those back anymore. You know, we're causing fumbles, but the fumbles that we're fumbling, we're not getting back. We got a bunch of those back early in the year, and I counted six fumbles that we had early. We scored touchdowns on four of those drives. Mm-hmm. So a couple of those games that we had could have been very different if not for those fumbles, those fumble recoveries, excuse me. So you look at things that teams do well as opposed to teams kind of getting fortunate. And the bad thing is we just got our dicks kicked in by the fucking Queefs at home on the biggest stage where everything was on the line. This is when your players need to show up and play their best. Unfortunately, we did not. We didn't coach well. We are outplayed. We're outcoached. I think their ball boys even played better than ours did.
The few silver linings that kind of didn't play out the way we hoped. Hunter Renfrow had a pretty decent game. 7 receptions. Couldn't get a lot of yardage. I mean, they were content with kind of just letting. Like, they were content playing our defense against us, really. Except we couldn't run the ball either. Derek Carr, 25 of 35, 261 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Threw multiple arm punts. One of those interceptions was just like, and it was also so late in the game and they're so far behind. It's like, I get it. Like, you're down 3 touchdowns. Like, just whatever, you know? Like, what's it going to matter? Just throw it.
You got to discount the interception. You got to discount the last 2 drives then, too, because it didn't matter. They were just letting him throw the ball.
Yeah, that last Waller touchdown, whatever, right?
The last 2 drives, actually, were just, they didn't give a shit.
No, the only good drive was that coming out of the second half, and laser to Brian Edwards. It was like, oh, shit, okay, here we go.
Brian Edwards is a deep threat. He can be a deep threat if you give him the chance.
In the right matchup, right? Like,
But you have to scheme it that way. That's the problem, is we're not scheming things properly to get those matchups. This is the difference between us and how we play offensively. And for example, the Chiefs, they scheme these matchups to get players in advantageous positions. It seemed like we got away from that. I don't see Carr going up to the line and then changing plays and doing all these different things. I don't see him doing that anymore. And it's a head scratcher, because that's when he played his best. When he saw the defense, he figured, okay, this is what we have. Maybe I send a guy in motion to come back. Okay, this is what we're looking at here. Okay, how can I make this the most advantageous play? I don't see him doing that.
Well, I think the halftime adjustments were made pretty well, right? Because it was like that first drive of the half was that it was the great touchdown drive, right? With
7 points in the half. Yeah, that's a bang up job.
Well, no, but then the next drive, what happened? We're driving. We're going. I think it was Edwards had another like 20-yard reception.
Yeah, he had a long reception.
We had our stroke. DeSean Jackson, like 30-yard reception, and what does he do?
38-yard. I don't understand.
First pass attempt to DeSean Jackson in Raiders history. He's been a Raider for what, like 3 days? He catches the ball and
he's
then
behind the defenders.
Turns around.
He's behind the defenders.
And turns
around. There's nobody behind him.
This. He beats the defender. He spins. Great route and does a 180. Like, was he confused? Do you think he was a Ram and was running back to Los Angeles?
I don't understand. Look.
If he would have just kept running.
He would have gotten 4 more yards and got tackled, because the he was not running full speed when he caught the ball, and there was a DB running full speed at him. So he would have probably been caught maybe 4 yards down the field, a little bit, 4 more yards down the field. He would have been caught. And I don't understand.
40-yard gain, red zone, right? We take the lead potentially, right? With the momentum we had and the player plan.
It's not smart play, man. It's just not smart play. The second drive that we had I think it was the second drive we had. We went down and we had a 4th and goal. A 4th down that we were going to go for midfield, the second drive. Mm-hmm. And then Leatherwood fucking false starts. You know, it's like it's these dumb plays that kill us. And teams that are well-coached, who are disciplined, don't make these kind of mistakes. It's not always the plays that you don't make, like the dropped interceptions. It's situational. Okay, this is a big 4th down for us because we're midfield. We're pushing. We're moving the ball down the field. We can go ahead and tie this score. And oops, we got to punt the ball. Okay, we got a minute 40, almost 2 minutes left. We got 2 timeouts. We need to get some points on the board. 3 and out. Okay, I got a long pass where – we're closing the gap, where it's only a two-score game. I got a long pass. I can just keep running and take the yards that I have. No, I have to just try to make something else happen other than a 40-yard gain isn't good enough. And I fumble the ball. It's like these little I dropped three interceptions basically that cost us at least 14 points. I have to look back at the tape and see what the Chiefs scored on that Hayward interception drive where he dropped it. But at least 14 points were off of balls that should have been intercepted. And it's hard to swallow, man. And I hate to say this because I do love the fucking Raiders so much. No. I hate to say this, man. It really hurts, dude. But we're just up and down. We're just a bad organization. We're a bad team. We're poorly coached, and we're bad up in the front office. Our talent evaluation hasn't been great. We have to rely on one-year flyers on free agents to help fill out our roster and fill out our starters. Mm-hmm. It sucks, man. It sucks, and it hurts. It hurts to watch this happen, where teams should be figuring it out and getting better. We always seem to get worse, and it all points to that. It all points to us just being a bad organization all the way around. And I hate to sound that negative, but honestly, guys, I'm trying to be honest. I'm trying to be honest with what I see. I'm not trying to blow smoke up anyone's ass. It's not just the fact that we lost. It's that why we're losing these last couple of weeks. It's the same shit over and over again. I'm sorry.
I don't know if it's the same shit over and over again. I think it was. I think this is the first time we were clearly outcoached, like blatantly and belligerently outcoached. Derek Carr this season. Derek Carr he had actually a decent game considering zero run game, defenders in his face all day long. He couldn't say that last week when he just played like shit, right? But this is the true Gus Bradley yin to his yang. He doesn't adjust his scheme. He's like, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. This is it, right? I'll make minor adjustments. I'll blitz 7% more against bad O-lines, or, I'll play nickel and dime a little bit more against pass heavy teams, but he doesn't really adjust. Right. So it's like everyone in the league has been doing great with two high safeties against the Chiefs. We were still basically in cover three the whole time. Like, instead of just mirroring what everyone's doing, that's winning. Now part of me kind of understands why, we've seen Jonathan Abram in coverage and it's awful. So it's like doing too high with Jonathan Abram. Maybe he's like, okay, let me protect our Mississippi State safety a little bit. But this is the first time we're just Greg Olsen just kept going back to that running well for the first three quarters when there was nothing there. A good halftime adjustment, but it was brief. This was the most taken back behind the woodshed coaching of the season
of this year. But what I'm pointing at is, and what I tried to talk about last week was, or yeah, in the pregame show or the preview show, was that these patterns happen every year. And mm-hmm. I say it because if there's other examples, this is the easiest one. Belichick teams figure it out by this time and they get better. They start playing better. Their play increases as the year goes on. Whereas we stumble mid-year after a decent start, and then we play worse as the year goes on. And that's what I mean by being out coached. We got out 2 years ago was the Jets. We went to the fucking Jets and got our shit kicked in for no reason. I don't know why we lost that game. Yeah. After the bye. Last year. It wasn't after the bye, but it was the Falcons, or was it after the bye?
That was the bye. Yeah.
Okay. Went out to the Falcons, got thoroughly outcoached and outplayed. This week, we just got outplayed. I don't know that we got outcoached. We just got thoroughly outplayed. Let me back that up. We didn't get outplayed. We played that bad. They played poorly, but we played even worse than a two-win team last week. And then we come out here and just in every facet of the game, on offense, defense, and special teams, which is a specialty of our head coach, we got outcoached. And it's hard to admit it. And I I don't mind you guys calling me out for shit, but guys, really understand what I'm saying here before you say, oh, you're just being negative, or you're just this, or you're just, you know, why are you even doing a Raider pod? I've heard it all. Why I get DMs on my Instagram all the time. Like, oh, why are you even a Raider fan? You fat fuck. You shouldn't be this. You shouldn't be on the fucking podcast if you hate the Raiders so much. Guys, yes, I am fat. I can admit that.
Yes, you do hate the Raiders.
No, I don't hate the Raiders.
What's that Simpsons line where it's like Abe Simpson's like, my son is not a communist. He might be fat, stupid, ugly, a communist, but he is not a porn star.
Dude, you remember that episode when Homer went to clown school? It's like, all right, everyone put on your ridiculously huge pants. And he's like, hey, this is a nice
I've never seen a pair of pants that fit so well before.
He's like, these are supposed to be lit. They're freaking perfect on them. No, but guys, in all seriousness, I'm not saying everybody, but I'm probably watching more tape on the Raiders than anybody that's listening to this podcast. Maybe like 90-95% of you I am. And I'm noticing these things, and it really worries me when we put out games like these last two games, because I'm noticing that we got very fortunate on a couple of those wins that we had early in the year. And that's why I said afraid we're an 8 or 9 win team. That's why I said that. I want us to only win 8 or 9 games.
The season's only half over, like a little over half over, right? Like we can talk. We have all season long to continue talking about the future, right? Back to this actual game. I feel like our defense is overly dependent. Every defense is dependent on their pass rush, but our defense is massively dependent on the pass rush. And we were able to pull it off with just Yannick Ngakoue and Max Crosby just going ham, right? Just completely dependent on those two. Other than Derek Carr, I think the number two and number three players we can't afford to lose are Crosby and Ngakoue. Like, our entire defense is based on them just disrupting it. And so the Chiefs are like, oh, let's just hold them. Let's just grab let's just grab Crosby by the trachea and hold him there. Let's just dig an underhook like we're wrestling, grab his the collar of his shoulder pads and just pull him along. Every single play, every replay where they're showing, like, look at this amazing throw by Patrick Mahomes. And in the background, Max Crosby's getting just like choke slammed by some second string tackle. Collinsworth, no mention of it whatsoever. It's like, Christ, man. Like, I don't want to turn this into like, well, the only reason we lost is because of these calls. Like, that's obviously not the case, but The first two quarters, that's all I could see. Like, I missed so many plays because I'm just literally watching Crosby getting just like molested, like a schoolboy in a bathroom by these offensive linemen. They're just like, won't stop maiming him. I'm just like, we can't get one goddamn call.
Yeah, it was sad to see, man. And that's one of the things. That's the thing I told you guys at halftime. I said, if we need to get pressure on Mahomes. If we don't get pressure on Mahomes, the game is over at halftime. We're not going to win this game. Mm-hmm. We're letting them do exactly what they want to do. Anything they want to do, they're able to do it. And offensively. And we hadn't shown that we were able to adjust offensively on our end. And it's just, look, we're tied for second in our division. We're only, what? One game back, one and a half games back. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or was it a half a game back? We have the same amount of losses. So we're still on the hunt. But the thing is, guys,
division's wide open still.
It's wide open. Numbers. The playoffs are wide open. There's so many 5, 6, and 5 win teams in the AFC. What needs to happen moving forward? Okay. What needs to happen for us to fix this season? And of course,
you know what needs to happen to fix this season? I'll tell you right now, he's having to fix this season. We got to get this guy involved.
That's the only dude that showed up today.
Right? Literally, it was AJ Cole, our punter.
And this guy.
And the dude dressed up as Al Davis in the stands, nailing it. The glasses with the little like necklace that goes with it, all white, giant rings, and the kind of like
the bracelet, too, bro.
The semi-superior look on his face. Smug is the wrong word, but it's not the right word, but it's not exactly the wrong word either. It's just kind of just like golf clap. It's kind of an air of I know what I bring to the table type of look, you know?
I mean,
can he be a GM?
Those fucking glasses, man. Those glasses are yeah, he looks very pleased with himself in that look and that photo, and he has reason to be.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Nailed it. Props to him. It was literally him and AJ Cole. Our punter causing a fumble. God, that made watching that whole game worth it. Watching AJ Cole had a punt that was blocked. It was literally blocked.
It still went like 50 yards.
Still went 45 yards. It's back to like the mid 2000s when like Shane Leckler and Sebastian Janikowski were the two best players on her team.
Fuck, crushing beers in the fucking locker room.
AJ Cole, just like balliest punter in the NFL.
Oh my God. All right. So yeah, it is all lost. No, but we need to hit the reset button and we need to do the things that we're doing in the opposite. We need to start focusing on the things that have worked for us in the past and plan ahead for how teams are going to defend us. But off of what we put on tape, how would a defense defend our team? Okay, now we know what they're going to do. What are we going to do to counter that? And we have to think ahead. We can't just do what we have been doing. Yeah, Corey, I would love to lay that full out. But honestly, like, no, it just seems like no one could tackle, like, what's his face? The guy from the dating show.
The tight end that will remain nameless.
Yeah.
Couple notes. So, Audrey,
what do you think? What do you think we need to do different, like offensively, defensively? What do you think we need to do?
So defensively, it wasn't like the game plan was like exposed around Gus Bradley. Like Gus Bradley is who Gus Bradley is, right? And he's been successful, and we've been relatively successful this season because we've got a pass rush and have two amazing pass rushers, which is like absolutely crucial. And we're not going to be this season a takeover defense. Like, I think our defense is what it is and it's maxed out. We're not going to lose the game for the team. Like we'll, I think this was obviously, you know, the offense lost the game as much as the defense did today. You know, it wasn't, you can't blame the defense or blame the offense. The whole team, all sides of the ball fell apart. Coaching, players, game plan.
Everybody,
fans,
everybody whose fucking paycheck says Raiders on it lost the game.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Bruce Buffer's call at the beginning lost it for us. The janitor, the guy selling beers, like everyone. Everyone lost it for us, right?
Fucking DJ Steve Aoki.
They all lost it for us, right?
They all lost it for us.
So it's the defense is going to keep the offense in the game and give them a chance to win it for us, right? Which is what we haven't had in 10 years. Like, that's a good thing. Like, that is a massive improvement on what our defense has been. Our defense was literally the worst defense of the last decade. Gave up the most points, gave it the most yards. This isn't hyperbole. Like, statistically, 32nd out of 32 teams in points and yards the last 10 years, 2010, 2020, right? And so we've got a defense that we're like, okay, this is something we haven't had in 10, maybe even 20 years. So that's not going to change, right? The defense is what the defense is. We're generally not going to give up big plays unless we like fall apart like we did here. We're not going to get great turnovers all the time. They're going to have to just drive and drive and drive, which the Chiefs did. Again, like we talked about, the Chiefs turned into essentially the Raiders of last year. It's like, all right, we have to drive the whole field and dink and dunk. We'll do it. They were able to contain themselves. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes for the first time were able to contain themselves in some ways. Because remember, Patrick Mahomes still had a lot of interceptions dropped. Like, he still was slinging inaccurately multiple times. We just didn't make him pay for it. And that's just how the defense is now, right? So
I would disagree with you on one point.
Okay.
The way this defense works is you make them inch the ball down the field, but they have to take advantage of those opportunities. That's what makes this defense work, is we make you be perfect. And when you're not, we make you pay. And if we don't make them pay, it's just going to take them longer to score, because they're going to score eventually. Mm-hmm. But you have to make them pay. And those three interceptions that we didn't have, that we should have had, that's not making them pay. And so I agree with you in one sense. Like, yes, we are forcing you to be perfect. We are forcing you to inch the ball down the field, matriculate the ball down the field, if you would. But when the opportunity arises, we have to make the play. You have to make the play when the opportunity is there, and we didn't do that today.
I mean, offensively, you know, I don't want to say give up on the run game, but it's
they did. 14 rushes. That's it.
14 rushes for 50 yards. Josh Jacobs, 2.3 yards a carry. Mm-hmm. A Pro Bowl running back with a not good O-line, but an improved O-line through the season. Got 2.3 yards per carry.
It's a tough
along of 5 yards. Josh Jacobs ran for 5 yards one time, and that was like the peak of his day.
And he had to break like five tackles to get those 5 yards. Okay, guys, check this out. These are things like when you hear like, oh, as a coach, we have to do X, we have to do Y, we have to do these things well, right, in order for us to win the game. Okay, check this out. We had 2 sacks against us. No sacks. We had no sacks. No pressure on the quarterback, okay? Mm-hmm. Red zone, we were 1 for 2, and they were 3 for 4. Not good. We lost that battle too. Mm-hmm. Penalties. Chiefs, 4 penalties for 34 yards. Raiders, 9 penalties for 68 yards. Mm-hmm. Turnovers. We had 2 turnovers. They had 1. Time of possession. They had 35 minutes and change, and we had 24 minutes and change. First downs. They had 29, and we had 15. Third down efficiency. They were 9 for 15. We were 1 for 9. On third down. Mm-hmm. These are one of the things that we talked about last year towards the end of the year too. Poor on first on third down, poor in the red zone. And this is why I'm talking about I'm afraid for a late season collapse again, because these things keep creeping up. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks in a row now.
The Chiefs didn't punt once.
They didn't have to.
They had to one time, then they faked it when they were already up like 2 touchdowns. So we'll have more in the midweek show. Well, the good and the bad, the ugly, some more analysis on this as well. Real quick. Next week or coming up. Next game, we've got the Cincinnati Bengals who have been fire hot early, lost 2 in a row. They just had but they're coming out of their bye week, and then it's on to the Cowboys. So it's on to a interesting part of the schedule. Teams that have been flirting with first place ish. Cowboys went freaking off today. Teams that have been flirting with first place, but have had like drop some giant eggs as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a weird kind of like the Raiders have been bipolar, and we're playing teams that have had like giant bipolar moments, right? Every single team, all 32 teams in the NFL have like drastically overplayed themselves and shit the bed.
Yeah.
Every single team. There's no one team where it's just like, other than the Lions always sucking, everyone else has either flirted with an insane upset or got insanely upset, right? So it's just been kind of one of those seasons. So look, the key this week for the Raiders is key in on 2 or 3 things that need to be improved, right? A lot of missed tackles. That you're not going to fix that in a week. Overhauling the scheme, not going to be fixed in the week. We'll see what happens with Alec Ingold and Jalen Richard. It looks like Ingold's probably out for the season. Yeah. Sucks. Jalen Richard out. Didn't seem like anything too crazy bad, but we'll see. So that'll affect how, you know, our backfields. Obviously, if we lost half of our running backs, that's going to affect things. But really, to me, it's just like, all right, let's just go back to like putting the ball in Derek Carr's hands like we did the first like 3 games of the season and let the chips fall where they may. Like he's going to throw interceptions. He's going to throw interceptions. We're going to have some bad moments, but that's what got us rolling early. Instead of just like running on first and second down, bubble screen, slant, something like that, right? Little hitch route. I mean, we're in the middle of the field. Let's get Edwards going deep. Let's get DeSean Jackson going deep. Let's get Waller doing overs and unders. Like, let's do like what got this going? And we'll just make peace with the fact that Carr's going to get strip sacked a couple times. Carr's going to throw some more interceptions, but that's the price you got to pay to have the Derek. This conservative running on first and second down ain't not working. Hasn't worked all season, right?
It didn't work last year. It didn't work the year before. It just doesn't work.
It's not going to
work for us. It's not how we're built.
We got Renfro running short when we need him. We got Waller, who just has not been going this season. After the first game, we had 19 targets. Just has not been rolling this season for one game or for one reason or another. Even with Ruggs gone, they can't cover all of our weapons. They can't. Waller, Renfro, Drake or Jacobs out of the backfield. There's just too many weapons for everyone to cover, right?
Let me add on to that sentence. They can't cover us if we scheme it properly. Mm-hmm. If we scheme it properly, they can't. Like that time when they split Waller out wide. Okay, that's tough. That's a tough cover. You're going to expose yourself on that side of the field because you know that they're going to have to double him or he's going to be open. Mm-hmm. So just to make sure that we're not going to, you know, jump off any roofs tonight. There are 12 teams. Actually, let me try backtrack. There are 11 teams in the AFC with either 6 or 5 wins right now. 11. There's one with 8, who are the Titans. And then there's Jacksonville with 2, Houston with 1, the Dolphins with 3, and the Jets with 2. So 11 teams have 5 or 6. We're pretty much tied with 11 teams.
Yeah.
Either one game back, half game back, or whatever. So not all is lost, but we have to turn it around now. So the good thing about having a lot of teams in a cluster is that you still have a shot right now. The bad thing is there are a lot of teams to jump over late in the year if you're behind them. Mm-hmm. So we gotta keep pace. We gotta turn this around next week against the Bengals because we can't fall. We can't let these 4 or 5 teams get 7 wins.
Out of 10 teams, one of them's gonna get 2 or 3 of them gonna get real hot, right?
Yeah, at least. I mean, dude, fucking New England's already hot. They're playing their best football right now. Buffalo just turned it around. The Ravens are playing well, even though they fucking got beat. The whole AFC North is just weird. It's just fucking strange. Cleveland got their shit pushed in. The Bengals are who they are. Pittsburgh fucking tied the goddamn Lions. And Baltimore just got beat by fucking Miami.
I never wanted that Steelers-Lions game to end. That was just too fun to watch the floundering. It was great. Dude, it's like pitting 2 3-year-olds against each other in a wrestling match. It was just kind of like semi-adorable watching them.
And
cry.
They just sit there and just like look at each other.
It's kind of going nowhere, you know? Yeah. All right. So we got, we'll be back on Wednesday. Next game, Bengals. Big one. They're all kind of big ones at this point.
Yeah, they are.
So hug your kids, kiss your wife, pet your dog, drink some whiskey. Try to feel right for the rest of the night as best you can. Because that's what I'm going to do after just getting my balls kicked into my asshole. I'm going to try to shit them back out when we're done with this show. But until then, knock on wood if you're with me.